a guy whose name is Mike Carroll, and he is a graduate of one, I don't think it's CORE, but it's one of those type of homes. So he came on site as a tenant, and he became a manager for us. And now we have quite a few graduates of the program. They're in our facility. So I do have a real heart for the recovery guys, and I do plan on working with those ministries. This is not going to become a CORE house. Absolutely not. The target, my target is twofold, and I'm using the history of the, we've got about, let's see, 40 apartments that I either manage or I own now. And some of my favorite tenants have turned out to be, my next door neighbors ended up being Sight and Sound theater guys. And there's three of them, and they became roommates, and they travel a lot. One got an acting gig in a Shrek musical in the summer, so he moved out. Another guy moved in. These guys are great guys, and so that's kind of one of my target groups. Another one is that some of the folks that come out of the CORE programs have graduated. They become leaders for us. They become great tenants for us. So that would be another target as well. The guys come out, typically their choice is a hotel, single guys or whatever. So my thought was doing, matter of fact, the first apartment I've got, I'm targeting the three guys, my neighbors, want to be the first ones to move into the apartment. They're the Sight and Sound guys. So basically, it's a very, very nice place for guys with roommates or whatever like that. And that's the two parties that I've come across that have just been great tenants for us. But it will not be a CORE house. It will not be a recovery house. Like I said, I live in the top floor. It'll be regular apartments with, to me, young professionals is the goal. So I plan on retiring in that building. And so, but I do have a heart for that ministry. So.
Any other questions for the applicant? Any comments? Conversations to try to move forward with a motion? I think if we consider turning it into a multifamily that based on the area and the location, it's really the owner has the right, based on the market, to rent whoever they would want to, but not turn it into a business.
I will say the CORE houses typically have 14, 15 people in a house. So like you said, I'm limited now to two per bedroom.
You're going to tell me what a CORE house is. What is CORE? What does that stand for?
I'm not
sure. It's Church Army.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So, but now it's called CORE. I'm not sure what it stands
for. I'm not sure either.
They apparently have
lots and lots of homes around the city, and they usually put about 14 or 15 people in a house.
Or more.
So, yeah.
A lot of them will have to build in a four-bedroom house.
Right. So this building couldn't handle that one way or the other.
Typically, the wastewater system blow out on those. Yeah, that's real common.
I'll make a motion that we approve this applicant.
Got a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, the motion on the floor is to approve the application. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we've got 5477 State Highway 165, proposed C-store expansion in place 14 mobile homes.
Okay, Doug Brown is seeking Planning Commission approval, a Division 3 permit to expand Area 71 convenience store located at 5477 State Highway 165, which was the old hitching post out by State Park Marina. Per the assessor's information, the parcel is 2.7 acres in size with a motel and several mobile homes and RVs located on the property. Property will be served by a private well in Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. Applicant will raze the existing Parkview Lodge in mobile homes, construct the Area 71 convenience store with a new 24 by 160 foot fuel island, expand the concrete parking lot with curbs, update the entrance to MoDOT standards, remove the above storage tanks and existing fuel canopy from 5437 State Highway 165 and seal the parking lot. He'll remove detached storage buildings and erect new above storage tanks. The parcel to the west is currently the Area 71 convenience store and a storage rental unit facility. Property to the north is a 54-acre vacant parcel, and the property to the east is a 2-acre vacant parcel. Property to the south is Corps of Engineers. Project received a total score of 15 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. And we have our standard commercial type, which I've already read to you, for the Development Guidance Code and Division 2 permits and recording the decision. So the existing store is currently here, but this is the parcel under question that was the motel and the mobile homes that were in the back and had mobile home approval. And I've just zoomed in on the parcel a little there. I think he provided some drawings in his application that showed some concepts. So I'll turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening. Yep, good evening. So thank you very much. So we've been busy getting ready for construction at this site. The mobile home park has been demolished and all units are now off the property. We've completed our grading permits with both DNR as well as the county. We've met with the highway department, got our highway permits for the entrance grade. So we're ready to build. So our next step really is the recommendation and approval of this board to continue. So
do we have anybody in the audience for or opposed to this application that signed up? Seeing none, do we have any specific questions for the applicant?
I don't.
Comments?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion and a second to approve the application. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Motion carries. Thank you. That concludes the public hearing portion of the meeting. We'll move on to concepts. And first up is 2361 Emery Creek Boulevard, transfer of a federal firearms license.
Okay. Your applicant, Tim, is it Schaefer?
Yes, sir.
Tim Schaefer is requesting a Division 3 special use permit for a home occupation for the ability to transfer his federal firearms license to his new address at 2361 Emery Creek Boulevard. Tim does online firearms sales where the purchaser is required to come to the home to complete the transfer form, the ATF form number 4473, at his home. And I can pull up that location for you while you visit with the applicant.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, guys. It's pretty self-explanatory. The only thing I'm seeking is permission. The ATF does require each residence or residential home to have planning and zoning's approval to host an on-site business for firearms because of the federal transaction that happens. The county I came from, you went in, you signed a certificate, and you were done. Here, I'm going through this process. So whatever I need to do to get that done. I know that in Emery Creek, I've talked with all my neighbors, everyone within the footage guidelines. Everyone had no issue with me allowing myself to continue to do those transfers. We do an online business and all word of mouth, and my license is currently suspended in Buchanan County, ready to be renewed and reapplied for in Taney County. So that's my request. I really don't know what else to do. I mean, it's something that the ATF requires for us to have as independent gun owner or gun brokers. So.
And I've had the ATF call here just recently on another one that was approved a few years ago, just checking to see if it still had the approval. This is just location-wise. Everybody knows where Emery Creek Ranch is. This is back on the backside where it's the five-acre parcels. His parcel's highlighted. So you have the smaller residential that are connected to the sewer plant, and then these are all big 5-acre parcels.
Is the HOA board aware of what the application you're making?
My neighbor is the board president,
so he is aware.
I've had a conversation with him. So there is an issue with the HOA itself in Emery Creek right now, and I don't know any of the legal aspects of it, but I know it's something between a lawsuit and the bank and Emery Creek. So the regulation of the HOA is kind of in turmoil right now. But the president is the one directly to the south of me and the one directly to kind of what I would consider the west right there is the vice president, Teresa Bishop. So
okay.
Both of these individuals are well known. My wife has a small home operation in the garage. She does some silk screening. And so the only reason why I believe that I'm here today is because of the classification of firearms, and it's kind of that aspect of firearms. Literally, we'll take a word of mouth. I'll buy it from a dealer. They'll transfer it to my house via UPS or FedEx, and then I'll have an individual like yourself come up and pick it up, sign the form, and you're on your way. I got a 120-foot driveway that'll house every car, FedEx truck off the street, and it would not increase any additional traffic from what everybody purchases on Amazon or FedEx as it currently stands. So, and it's, I'm going through this requirement primarily for ATF regulation.
You have a very big inventory, I'm sure.
I do not keep an inventory at all. It's all online. It's a lot of word of mouth. The ATF regulates you to do business not as personal collection only, so we do online sales, and we do attend some gun events, but most of that's for word of mouth. In Buchanan County, I had a partner. My business was called C&T Arms. We did over $100,000 a year in firearm sales. We had contracts with the county, state patrol, and one other, like a detective-type business. So I don't know if I'll ever get county or contracts like that down here, but I would like to continue the business.
You came from where?
Buchanan County, St. Joseph, Missouri. Yeah. Transferred down here 3 years ago.
And then over here you say you were suspended in Buchanan County?
Well, so,
resident?
Yes. Okay. So, yep, it's all because of the regulation on where you're at. Unless you have permission by this board to do that, you cannot suspend business. So that's all I got, unless y'all want any more questions.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
It'll
be December 9th.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
I have another question.
Okay.
How much is a case of 30 carbine?
I can get you an answer. I don't have one right on top of my head. Thank you, guys.
All right. Next, we've got 418 Beeler Road.
Actually, I've got four telecommunication towers brought by the same representative, Josh Watson. So I was going to just I'll just kind of run through all these, and then we'll look at each location. Each location, he's going to request a 195-foot tall telecommunications tower. The locations are as follows: 18.59-acre parcel at 280 Beeler Road, Branson. A 18.54 parcel at 2462 Cedar Hall or Road at Bradleyville. A 40.43-acre parcel at 1200 U.S. Highway 160 Reeds Spring. And then a 1.45-acre parcel located at 596 State Highway O, Kissimmee Mills. That one he actually has provided, which I have here tonight, which we'll provide for the public hearing, your fall radius documentation, because that's the only one that has a residence within the area. So he'll have the actual documentation of the fall radius of that tower. And I think I have a
PowerPoint. So are the addresses different than what you just read off, or different than what's on this?
I just pulled those all off of the applications.
Okay.
So the tower would look like this. It's 195 feet to the top, and then it has an antenna on top. So did you have 280 Beeler, Howard? Or?
418.
Oh, we had to get a new address for that because he's using a different drive. This parcel is accessed as 418, which is around the corner here.
Oh, I got you.
But he plans on using this road, so I had to call Judy. You can see where I've handwritten it in right there.
Yeah. Okay.
But this is a drafting of where that tower would be on the parcel.
Yes, and also just for clarification,